Foundations of Western Civilization, Lecture 6. The Birth of Tragedy. Aeschylus and the Greek Drama.
Epic and tragedy are probably the two highest prestige, most respected, most deeply serious literary genre, different though they are. We've just in our last lectures taken a close look, at the two Homeric epics, the Iliad and the Odyssey, and the themes which they embody. Now, in this lecture, I'd like to turn to Greek drama and to the birth of tragedy, that other deeply, profoundly serious and searching genre. And it's a very, very different kind of genre than epic. It's true that at public expense in Athens, every year, teams of professional reciters who had the name rhapsodes, our word rhapsody comes from that, of course, each year, professional rhapsodes recited the Iliad and the Odyssey in public and in full. But the new genre of drama had an intrinsically public character that was lots more far-reaching than that. Drama began in Athens, uniquely in Athens, and its roots lay in celebrations in honor of the Greek god Dionysus. Dionysus is in lots of respects an interesting god. He was a god who was much beloved in worship by the Greeks, if not as prominent in story as some of the others. He was a half-human god, his father Zeus, his mother Semele, a human woman. And he was god especially of wine, but also god not only of wine, but of drunkenness, of literal drunkenness, but also drunkenness as a token of the escape from the boundaries and limits of ordinary life and even ordinary rationality, which the Greeks never forgot, is something that we all need and all celebrate. In Greek eyes, not to hold a place for Dionysus was not a way of maintaining a consistent, even-keeled sobriety, but was instead a recipe for disaster. And so, from early times, there were public celebrations in honor of Dionysus. The dancers often wore goat skins. The Greek word for goat is tragos. And these singing dancers dressed in goat skins bequeathed the name of their outfit to the genre which stemmed from their dances. Tragos to tragedy. The roots of tragedy and the roots of drama lie in something with the two non-Greek-speaking ears, odd-sounding name of the choric dithyramb, and in which, in a choric dithyramb, a chorus would sing specially composed hymns in honor of Dionysus outside, and other citizens would watch them in a communal, citywide celebration in honor of Dionysus. What happened? And this is the decisive moment at which drama is born. And it's worth emphasizing. It's worth emphasizing that there are dramatic traditions of a kind in other cultures, but the dramatic tradition as we think of it is a distinctively Western and indeed a distinctively Athenian invention. Something new